Shane is here again with It Says in the Papers.
There's unanimity across the Irish Times, Irish Independent and Irish Examiner on today's most important story. All of them lead on the details of that new report on Ireland's response to climate change. The report that warns we're facing fines and costs of up to 26 billion euro for missing EU-agreed climate targets. The Times says that the report by the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and the Climate Change Advisory Council is one of the starkest warnings yet of the potential costs involved in failing to adapt to the climate reality. For context, the Times says the potential fines would be equivalent to 1 year's health budget or 12 months' worth of corporate tax receipts. The Independent quotes the authors of the report as saying the state has not yet begun to budget for the penalties, which will be incurred in just 5 years' time. Many of the papers carry details of the proceedings in the Central Criminal Court yesterday, where Stephen Mooney pleaded guilty to the murder of his wife Anna Mooney at their Dublin home on the 15th of June 2023. The Irish Daily Mail reports that Mr. Mooney was due to stand trial for murder, but on February 7th last, prosecution senior counsel Desmond Dockery told the court of a significant development in the case. Along with other papers, the Times reports that Garda technical specialists were able to use an upgrade to decryption software supplied by the company Cellebrite to get past the security on Mr. Mooney's phone. Using the Cellebrite device, the paper says, Garda found audio and video footage of the murder of Mrs. Mooney. Following this development, Mr. Mooney pleaded guilty yesterday. Where the coverage of the case differs across the papers is the emphasis put by the Mail and the Times on the fact that Cellebrite is an Israeli company that An Garda Síochána pays an annual fee to for its decryption services. The Times reports on its front page the company has close ties with the Israeli military, making devices and software capable of breaking into encrypted phones and extracting data. The report says the company's been used by the Israeli army in Gaza to identify possible targets among Hamas militants. The Star and the Mirror have two-page spreads on a significant new appointment at the top of the nation's military in the context of the current debate over Ireland's defence policy and spending. The two papers report that Brigadier General Rossa Mulcahy is to be appointed today as the Defence Force's new Chief of Staff. The Times gives important context to the appointment. It says the role is to be given new powers. The new Chief of Staff will be given full command and control of all military formations under government plans. The paper says the new Chief of Staff will be overseeing the largest expansion of the Defence Forces in its history. Capo the Morning is the Mirror's lead headline over a story that almost 100 newly qualified Gardaí are to be added to the force in Dublin to police the streets on the St Patrick's Day weekend. Michael O'Toole, the paper's crime and defence editor, reports that most of the new Gardaí will be sent to just two stations, Pear Street and Store Street. He says a further 52 newly qualified officers will be deployed to stations all over the country. Finally, as he prepares to fly to Washington next week to meet US President Donald Trump for St Patrick's Day, Taoiseach Michael Micheál Martin is not short of opinion columnists offering him advice in today's papers on how to handle the assignment. Brenda Power in the Mail reckons Taoiseach is facing perhaps the toughest challenge of his entire political career. He will be there as an envoy of Ireland, a country Mr. Trump believes is cheating in the United States, but also as an envoy of the European Union, which Mr. Trump has declared a treacherous foe of his country. Confronting the president on tariffs in such a febrile climate, she says, could see the Taoiseach and his bowl of shamrock shown the door in a manner just as unceremonious as Mr. Zelensky's defenestration last Friday. John O'Brien in The Examiner warns the Taoiseach about one potential trap that could open during the Oval Office visit. He wonders what the Taoiseach would do if, for example, the president begins excoriating our EU partners and friends. Does the Taoiseach stand there and be browbeaten, or does he fight back by speaking the truth to Trump?
Shane, thank you very much indeed.